Sorry, are you okay? Do you need a tissue or anything?
Oh, am I bothering you? Allergy season, you know. I'm good though. Yeah, I don't need Kleenex.
Okay. All right then. Good luck. Sir, I gotta say something. You sound like a human garbage disposal. Everyone here is annoyed by you. These are noise-canceling earbuds. How can I still hear you? Think about that, all right? Get out of here. Go sniff some pollen.
Excuse me, Jake. Sorry.
Doesn't get easier to listen to.
I've had a real problem. My allergies have subsided. Glad to say. I had a real issue last week. I just got back from L.A. On the flight to L.A., I'm full-blown in it, right? It's kind of... I'm getting on the plane. I'm nervous. I mean, what's going to happen up in this vestibule? I'm sneezing. Eyes are watering. I got to wear a mask. Yeah, I've tried the sneeze in a mask. It just really shouldn't be done.
It'll ruin your day.
Oh, it's disgusting. So I'm trying to play this game. You know, I got my noise-canceling earphones on, not to brag. And so I guess I'm not aware that I'm probably doing quite a bit of sniffling.
Yeah.
Get off the flight, long flight. And it's fun because the AirPods have the transparency mode, right? Where you can hear, people don't think you can hear, but you can. And the people I sat next to the whole flight, I start to hear them go, "Oh, sniffling fool. this dude," they're like, "he got a skirt on too." And I had my like jacket tied around my waist. It's like, "This dude, yeah, Kleenex boy, you need a Kleenex skirt boy." And I'm just walking scared to death. I'm like, they don't know I can hear, but I can hear. And they're like, "That Rona's still going around. Go clean your nose out." And there's talking trash as they walk by me. They don't know I can hear. And I was just like,
"Wait, this is a real story?
Yeah.
People are saying this to
you?" I was so scared.
They called you sniffling boy?
Yeah, all sorts of crazy
making
stuff.
Making fun of you wearing a skirt? I can't believe this is real.
I couldn't either. When it started where I was sitting in my seat. And, you know, the classic, like, everyone getting up. And I go out of my way to be, I'm going to be the fastest guy ever to get up and get my stuff.
Yeah, yeah, take pride in it.
So annoying when people take their time.
Yeah.
So I'm up, boom, boom. But as I'm going, they're like, "Hurry up." Oh. And I just get one of those. I'm like, are they talking to me?
Sure they're not.
And I start walking, I hear, "Hey, this fool's got a skirt on too." And I've tied around my waist. I'm like, I can see how they could think that, but I don't. And then as I keep walking, I just hear them go on and on and on. And I literally did like a, "Oh, yeah, I need to go this way." And I just walked the way I wasn't even going because I was scared.
Because you sniffled so bad that you, like, upset them.
I mean, yeah, you think at some point in the flight, maybe. I don't know. They have headphones. How do they hear? There's, like, several crying babies on the flight. I'm the guy. I'm the bad guy.
Huh. It must have been a pretty bad sniffle if you're overpowered.
It must. I mean, babies. I had all sorts of issues going on, so I believe it. But, yeah, I thought I might get a little mix-up due to allergies.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you think about fighting back? Maybe poking fun of something about their bodies that they can't help?
Yeah. Oh, you know, well, you were over in my side, big boy. So if you want to go, we can do the thing. I'm sorry, I'm nasally right now. He punched me in the nose and I just sneeze.
Yeah. It didn't hurt. It was all liquid.
Yeah.
You might as well hit a waterbed.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
I have a strong nose. I've been working it out for 3 hours on this flight.
It was all cartilage. College packed by mucus.
But I was that guy. That was that guy. The beginning skit of this episode is inspired by me annoying everyone.
Where did you go this weekend?
L.A.
And how are you feeling now since you've been there?
Oh, healed.
Sure, prove it. Sniff for me, baby.
You feel those? Clear. You feel those? Clean those are?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but sunshine and poke bowls.
That reminds me. Have you ever like trimmed your nose hair?
Yes, I do a little bit of both. I have maybe...
Wait, what do you mean both?
Well, I do a little both. Where I trim...
Okay.
Yeah, both nostrils. I trim, and then I have maybe a bi-weekly session where I, for about 5 minutes, just go... Ow!
Yeah, and like one teardrop comes down.
Ah! And you rip, and then you sneeze a few times, and you just rip. But does it not feel like your nose hairs are... They're so regenerative. Regenerative. Regarded.
Can't say the R word.
Okay. Shoot. They come, they just keep coming. I could pull one today, it's back tomorrow.
Huh.
It's like bamboo.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm thrown off by the regarded.
That's
they
not the
are
word?
Like that. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have an MBA and I don't.
Right.
So I fault
we
you
learn
those
words.
So bi-weekly you do the yank and sneeze
method. Yeah, I'll just notice. I'm like, I can't, this is ridiculous. I gotta get rid of them.
probably 1 month ago for the first time ever. I was sitting in my car. I looked at myself in the rear view. Oh, the R words are tough. Mirror. And next thing I know, I'm like, oh, like the sun's kind of on me. And I'm kind of looking up. I'm like, those seem too long.
Yeah.
And then
I can see them.
Yeah, that's not good. But then I start playing the game. I'm like, okay, well, how often am I in direct sunlight kind of looking up? Is this okay?
True.
They don't see me like not this. Often. So then what
based
I do.
Based on your skin tone.
I go in. And I start like kind of pulling down, almost like starting to braid them a little bit. Like I'm starting to twist a few together.
Yeah.
And I'm like yanking down and I'm like, this feels like it's going below my nose.
Yeah. Is this attached to my brain?
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't pull this.
And so I went right then and there to Walmart and bought my first ever nose trimmer.
Like electric?
Electric.
Yeah, you put it up there. It's kind of scary.
Oh, it tickles.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, things that vibrate anyway are already ticklish. And then and your little sensitive little nose. Sure.
They're stimulating, I've heard.
Whew. Yeah. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Great. We're back with Correct Opinions, episode 89. We're getting up there. Whew. And Jake's joining me, and we have a good episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Roll music, Derek.
Correct Opinions.
We dance. Jake dance. You have to imagine. Because it is in the post edit. Nailed it. I'm going crisscrossy apple saucy today because we have a saucy episode, I feel like. Thank you, Jake, for joining me. I was tired of talking to myself. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm growing increasingly tired of talking to myself, if I'm being honest with you.
I'll be honest. I am honored to be here, and I love that, like, I was the next stop after Brick Wall. It's like, I've been talking to a wall.
Exactly.
What would be slightly better than that?
Yeah, you're...
It's good, Jake. He's over here a couple times a week.
Well, slightly worse, because it was option one. I was like, I'd rather talk to myself than Jake. But I finally reached...
The wall was getting tiresome.
No, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe you need to come on as a co-host. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of it. I don't know. We'll see what the recties want to say.
The people can vote. Left if you it. Have something negative to say, because just don't let me see it.
I got a tight bond with my... You know, I have a tight recty.
Yes.
We're tight. Yes. And... For you to try to fit in, that would be, it's up to them.
It wouldn't
be easy.
I shouldn't be entering the realm of recty, at least without several people's consent.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and hear what they have to say.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Well said. Well said. What have you been up to, man?
What'd you do this weekend? I've been, I watched, Bo Burnham has a new
Netflix
special. Did
you watch it?
I watched it last night.
How good is it?
It is wild. It's like, crazy.
Is it in a good way?
Yeah. It's something.
Is it even more creative and bizarre?
Yes.
Dude. Really?
Those are two very good words for it. Creative and bizarre.
That's his thing.
And it's even like, Bo Burnham has always been a very, I would say like introspective and kind of like politically driven comedian. And he takes it to a new level.
It's is it very political?
And just very like way more social commentary than he's ever done before. Everything has a deeper meaning. Everything.
Well, but, is it a ton of just bashing Trump type thing? Okay.
No, it's
because that's kind of what a lot of like the late night guys do. It just seems it's like so easy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, come on.
No, this is definitely creative, but it's a lot of like, it's almost like anti straight white male type humor,
okay.
I think.
Okay. We'll see.
There's also a couple things in there where I'm like, this is pretty similar to what Trey and I do. Like, this is good. I mean, it's a very well-done version of what we do.
Nice.
But there's, like, at least two examples. So, yeah, you need to check it out.
Excited.
And I need to watch it again, too. Because he uses so many words I don't even know. I'm like, I gotta...
Yeah.
Hold on. Slow down. Yeah.
The brand is... The neurotic brainiacs love him. But, well, that's good. I watched several hours of stand-up specials. I was in L.A. I booked this a couple months ago. I was like, L.A. will be open and stuff. But, of course, they're still kind of not. So, I was out there to meet... I met with several people I hadn't seen in a long time, which was great. But then a lot of people still work from home, so there's like no office to even meet people at.
Oh.
So like, I got some time. I need to do some writing. And, I was getting some good vibes, getting some good stuff down. The vibes were up. And then I was like, you know what? I never sit down and just watch specials because that can be very inspiring, get some stuff going. So I just watched three different specials.
Oh, no way.
This is great. I just walked around listening to that.
Huh. Who'd you watch / listen to?
Nate Bargatze's new special, I hadn't watched yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot.
I watched one of Sebastian Maniscalco's specials, and I watched Kevin James' recent special.
Okay, how would you rank those three?
honestly, I'd rank, they're all great. And this is my preference of more comedian than like the special in general.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm a huge Maniscalco guy. I think
you're a Maniscalco girl?
Is that Maniscalco, what I'm a big Maniscalco girl.
Yeah, that's what he calls his fans. Right.
Yes, that is. I get really, when I watch.
He's good.
Probably him, then Kevin James, then Bargatze.
Right.
I mean, they're all amazing. It's just, but I'm like watching it to like, for an inspiration. Though I feel like James and Maniscalco are more like my, personally how I perform. So I like to like get inspired by them.
That makes sense.
They're a little more, very physical and.
Yeah, they're more active. Like theatrical.
Right, theatrical.
It's probably why I like Nate so much. I like to be much more like deadpan.
That's your style, yeah, for sure. But I mean, they're all fantastic.
That's fun.
So that was fun, man. It's good. It feels like it's getting back to normal. I had my first airplane pilot comedian in a long time.
Okay.
Felt like during COVID, the vibes were really down, so you didn't get that. But, you know, I got on the, everyone's boarding, and he told maybe, no joke, 30 little dad joke one-liners that he probably Googled in the cockpit. What do you call a pig that robs you? A Hamburglar. You know those.
Oh, they're not even airplane related. These are just random jokes.
No.
Oh, what's the cat's favorite cereal? Mice Krispies. Make sure if you're in the exit row.
Yeah, exactly. Infuriating, noise canceling. And then our landing was probably the worst landing I've ever had in an airplane. It was like, and people went like, ah! Like, you know, frightened the heck out of people. And, you know, he gets on there. He's like, that wasn't my fault. That wasn't the plane's fault. That was the asphalt.
Oh, God.
It's like, did you nearly crash us for this punchline? Just land the plane and good gosh. Oh, it's brutal.
That's funny, too. Once the, like, pilot seems like he's maybe not that good at his job, you start to question those jokes a little bit more.
Right.
So you're like, you know what? Maybe he wasn't joking around so much. Spent more time in flight school. We did our landings.
Maybe go through your checks and balances. Do your little switches and stuff.
Yeah.
Quit trying to
flick them on and off every now and then.
I don't know, you don't need to be telling these little jokes to these people.
Yeah.
What do you do in the cockpit? I don't know.
How fast is the wind in knots? I don't know. I feel like that's something you do in a cockpit.
Calculate the knots.
Yeah, look at the knots. He probably has a joke about knots. He
probably has a ton of knot jokes.
The wind is moving fast today. Knots.
What's a perfect airplane joke? A knot joke. People are like, what? He's like, that one was, it's pretty niche right there. You'd have to.
Where do you throw the rooster?
Pilots and sailors.
When you're done with it. In the cockpit. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Pilots out there.
Am I right? What do you call a pilot who changes from one plane to the other?
What?
Transgender. Because we went from one cock to the... Boo!
I don't get it, and I'm mad.
You're taking that is disrespectful. That is horrible. We gotta change the word cockpit. That feels like one of the words that needs, given everything, the progress and stuff, that one needs to go. There's female pilots. How do they feel going into that space?
Let me throw out a word for you. No more cockpit. The pilot now enters the retarded station. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Because it's you. Because
there's pilots coming in every flight. New pilot.
Yep.
Regenerative.
That makes sense to me. I think it'd be great. what would they call the? What's a cockpit for the female? Like if they wanted to.
I don't know. You're married. I'm not. I wouldn't know. I'm gonna defer to you on that one.
Okay.
Eggplant. Yeah, it's kind of both. How about that? Or
we need to eat more of that.
You ever had an eggplant?
I have. They're not. I'm a big fan of vegetables. It's down on the list for me.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been made very popular by the emoji.
Yes, the emoji did a number for them.
Yeah.
But
it's all good.
I'm gonna stop thinking of female body parts.
Yeah, that was getting weird. sick of the airplane pilot guy. I flew Spirit on the way back.
Oh, smart.
Have you done that while?
No, I've only flown Spirit once.
How was it? Do you remember?
It was one of those things where I felt like I needed to be closer to the Holy Spirit because it was so terrifying the whole time.
Yeah. It was a little greyhoundy.
Yes.
Right.
I've also done Greyhound just once. Learned my lesson.
But it was just the best option. Like, it'll be fine. And we were zone one on Spirit. So I do think that kind of, it helps. If you're zone six spirit, you know, barely getting in the air.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Zone
six
is like underneath.
You don't I'm saying they're like now boarding zone one, zone two, So I, you know, I hooked us. We were in sixth row of spirit. So not to brag.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this weekend that there's, I forget what it's called. I'm going to butcher probably all this, but if you've like served in the military, you can then have access like these certain kind of flights, like these military flights where you kind of fly standby, but it's not a normal flight. You can fly like in the cargo space as long as there's nothing dangerous. Like you're not going to be like hugging like a bomb being like, can't wait to get to Charleston.
Yeah.
But it, you know, they said that one time they were on a flight full of mail and they flew to Hawaii for free, but they were in the cargo. They said it's
a problem. Was it a cockpit flight? Only males?
That I see where that's confusing. So, and it's even more confusing because it's super loud and there's no windows. So it's like, it feels like there's only fans going. And you're like, whoa, cockpit, only fans.
Oh, males only.
Yeah. We're in Hawaii.
We're going straight to San Francisco.
Yeah. Aloha. Anyway, that's something that exists. You can just fly in the underbelly of an
airplane. I heard rumors that like regular like Southwest flights will sometimes throw on a few like dead bodies in the bottom. Did you hear about this? Like to help transport a body back to somewhere. Whoa. Have you heard this?
My grandma had to do that flight.
Oh, your grandma flew Southwest?
Yes.
She flew zone after, seven.
Yeah, zone seven.
That's what they call it.
R.I.P.
No way. That's happened?
So and that is, wow, that is a confirmation.
In California, but she passed away in Missouri.
So they, like, as they were kind of, they're throwing people's luggage on, like, here, just be careful with.
It's not like a nice casket. It's a little.
They mistake it for like a someone's golf bags. Just hurl it in there. Yeet.
Oh man, I feel like there's a lot I want
to
say.
Did you have to get her a baggage check?
She was in like a like large items. Like you have to like you know like oversized
excuse me,
items.
Excuse me, sir. That's mine. No, this is my Titleist clubs. That's my grandma. Give it back.
This is what you got to mark your bags. They all look the same.
I know. We shouldn't have gotten the black casket bag. Everyone has a black bag. We should have labeled it.
That's crazy.
That's wild, man. What a way to.
I didn't know that.
I would like that. I would. I think I'd like to get on Southwest flight, but then you could just kind of release me from up there. See where I. And then I definitely like get buried in that way.
Whoa, hold on. What are you saying?
I'm saying you once I pass, my family and friends, put me on a Southwest flight and just kind of open it up, you know, in like the farm of Iowa, and I'll sink 6 feet down.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Now there's an idea.
How do you want to be remembered? You die, your body, what do you want? Cremation, maybe a little
I want
taxidermy.
Similar to you, but mine's kind of a fun casket. And so I do start off casketized in the underbelly of the plane. But yeah, it shoots me out. I'm imagining kind of like a thunk, that sound out the back. Mm-hmm. Almost like when you put your, like 15 years ago when you wrote a check and you deposited it and you had to put it in the bank and it went thunk,
yeah.
And went into the bank. That sound, that kind of technology, but shooting me out of the plane. However, the casket stays in. So the casket shoots me out. I fly out of the plane, dead body, but what's up? I have a parachute attached to me. Mm-hmm. Now the farmers in Iowa, there's this dead body just floating down to them.
Yeah.
I have a note attached.
And they're like...
Treasure hunt.
Oh, treasure hunt.
This is the first like, minute of 30 minutes.
Thank God we need a new scarecrow. It's just you floating down there. Treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt.
That leads.
Leads to my estranged grandson who doesn't know where I've buried the riches. If you have me back next week, I'll tell you part two of my death story.
Wow. Right?
That's just part one of what
That's
happens
great.
To me. It's called The Scarecrow in Iowa.
Speaking of, I, Maniscalco, in one of his bits, he was like, we went to go to the cemetery to commemorate my mother-in-law who had passed, or I'm sorry, the father-in-law had passed, and they'd already bought the plots for him and her, but it had been a while, and she had remarried. So he's like, so does she still go? That's a hilarious thought. He's like, yeah, I just, you can't buy your plots too early.
I wouldn't. It's like a matching tattoo. It's like, you better be pretty confident.
Right.
If you're going to get matching tattoos. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole next level.
Yeah.
I bet there's some couples out there who got matching plots and then divorce. Then what? You just got to put like a put a retaining wall in between them or something.
Yeah, yeah. What do? You separate them? You try to sell it? Maybe it worked out for him. Buy low, sell high.
That's, man, we get in the plot business.
The plot game. Yeah. Ooh, idea. Uh-huh. I'll tell you next episode. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just withhold everything. We start a cemetery business. But most cemeteries, what? It's very orderly. You know, you have these all in a row. I'm thinking it's all crazy. Who knows where you're going to be? We call it scatterplot.
Scatterplot.
Yeah, it's for the math people out there to be buried.
And you go to, you're like, hey, hello, I'd like to, do you know where Greta Triplett is? I'd like to pay my respects. Like, no, you gotta, that's part of the fun.
That's what's so fun about the scatterplot. Da, 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 da. 16 acres for you to look through.
You just gotta find her. You're looking everywhere. That sounds, yeah. I think it'd be fun. We need to add a little more fun to the cemetery because it's not a fun place.
It's not.
Maybe a bar there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a dispensary?
Ooh.
Tombstoned?
Tombstoned.
Right? It's legalized, people. Don't come at me.
Yeah. It's called like... yeah, it's called Tombstoned. And the tagline is like, if you're coming here for someone 6 feet deep, why don't you get... higher than they are.
Yeah. The liquor store could be like 6 feet under the influence.
Ooh. Dang, you came ready with these. Dang, dude.
Dude, we're on to something. Trey Drake's Cemetery of Fun.
6 feet under the influence.
There could be, you know, be like a deli or something.
I think just a lot of out of touch jokes too. There's there's a comedian performing at all times. Yeah. All right, we've got the bar over here. In the meantime, we're going to honor Robert. He died doing what he loved.
Yeah, please be a good crowd. I don't want to come back and tell my friends that I embalmed. Thank you.
Now, I know you're thinking.
Sorry about your loss.
The idea of a bar and a cemetery. I don't know. Sounds a little whiskey.
Sorry about your loss.
It's okay to laugh, guys.
It's okay to laugh. You'll see him again. This is where, yeah.
Could be fun.
Hey, it's great. It's a brilliant idea. Whew. But yeah, I can't. I don't care where my body ends up. It's, yeah, I. Whatever. Caskets. I learned caskets, funerals, all the thousands of dollars.
Really?
It's unreal.
Yeah, I think when you get older, don't you start to like pick out your own casket? Isn't that a thing?
That is a thing for a lot of people. Yeah. I'm like,
I'm not there
really
yet.
Really morbid. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I haven't thought about it yet.
I don't even know if it's about picking out your casket as much as it is like, I'm 86. I haven't made a decision for myself in 6 years. I'm picking out the casket.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I want this. I've been eating prune juice and applesauce.
She won't let me get a new recliner, so might as well be comfy in afterlife.
I want the white oak casket, and I want fake leather on the inside.
Yep. Would you want to, what's your thoughts on the open casket funerals? Been a few of those. Oof.
It was tough. I mean, I saw a couple when I was pretty young, and that's kind of shocking.
Yeah, you're kind of like, oh my.
It's just, yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought that much of it.
Just maybe kind of animate me a little bit, like kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese band. Come on in to Trey's funeral. Just be like, just doing this the whole time.
Have you seen the movie Mr. Deeds?
Oh, yeah. My first ever PG-13 movie.
Oh, I'm glad I forget
it. Yeah, I watched it in the back of a minivan, little 9-inch TV. I was a kid. It was Andy's mom's car. Oh,
were you in the Toy Story movie?
No. Andy, man. Andy's mom. You don't come across a lot of Andys. I don't think he goes by Andy anymore. But.
I met a dog yesterday named Andy, and that seemed to fit him better than a person.
Yeah. I was working on a new bit of like my basketball career and how, you know, I graduated from like Andy to DeAndre, and that's when things got different. But that's real. Those were real. Andy,
like as far as teammates go.
Yeah. Andy literally couldn't dribble the basketball. And
yeah.
DeAndre was 6'9", so.
And he probably could.
It got different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In Mr. Deeds, I want you to do something like that where he died like climbing Mount Everest and he's like still frozen solid at the funeral. And
Adam Sandler
was like, hey, where I'm from, we think it's important in the mourning process to see the dead body, so let's open it up. And then he pops out of there like a jack-in-the-box
thing. That's a great one, too. Oh! Yeah.
It just freaks everyone out. That's what we need. Do something like that at your funeral.
I like that. I like that. So let's talk about this. I was in LA. We had, I mean, half our meals, we had some kind of Mexican food. You know, it's popular over there. The kind of SoCal. Great stuff. And
Los Angeles. It makes
sense. Whether it's the authentic Mexican or even the Americanized Mexican, they love to put the menu items in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like no waiter ever gives you, I'm sure they get tired of it, but I'm like, I want the hígado mingota. You know, I'm like pointing to, and he's just like, yeah, man. I'm like, what am I supposed to, I feel weird just going, I'll have the hígado mingota. Like, if that doesn't feel, you know, I don't want anyone saying I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I don't want to appropriate or anything like that.
That's what I was going to ask. It's like, what's more frustrating? Like a super authentic menu at like a not authentic place, or the person, always a white guy, who's like, speaks super normal. Yes, I was thinking we'll take somebody, pollo, enchiladas, con queso, and then like a Dr. Pepper. Like the guy who orders like right. that. It's so annoying.
Dr. Pepper and Coca-Cola. Pepsi. See.
Just like everything else is super normal until it's time to talk to the waiter. Hola, papi. Me gusta el queso.
Yeah. So I had my big issue. This happened to me twice out there. Maybe it's an LA thing. Where I was like corrected. I was like, what? So I was like, oh yeah, to drink I'll have the Medellando del Chango. I mean, it was like three long words. Like, Medellando del Chango. I'm like, and he goes, what? What's that? And I point to it like this. He's like, oh, okay. I'm like, what? I don't speak Spanish.
I'm trying my best.
Or when these places, or even not even Spanish, when they just like do a complicated, like this one drink was called Avila apostrophe S. I guess that's someone's name.
Okay.
Air. H-E-I-R. Avila apostrophe S. H-E-I-R. How would you order that?
I would say, I would like to order Avila's Air.
Okay, well, you got it right. I said, I'll have Avila's Air. She goes, Avila's Air? I go, don't correct me. You know what? That's like when you're just in a conversation when you say, like, you know, if someone's gonna be like, yeah, you know, he's obviously mischievous. You know, mischievous. Just, you know.
I know what you meant.
Dude. Oh, it take me, I, like, and Katie has to be like, you shouldn't get so upset at stuff like that. I'm literally jotting it down, like, talk to this little podcast.
She's like, you shouldn't get so aggravated. It's aggravated, it's Katie. Aggravated. Say it right.
Katie is the queen of mispronounced words. I do. I'm pot calling the kettle because I do get frustrated when people mispronounce. Easy. Katie's the queen of this.
I heard her say ricochet the other day.
Yeah, that's...
Rendezvous.
No,
that was
yeah,
a tough one.
That one was tough. She's like, don't die cooks bad for you. It has ass part of me in it. Katie. And she, you know, she'll be like, do you want some orange juice? What's an orange?
Are you saying Arnold Palmer? Like Arnold juice?
There's a lot, man.
Orange juice?
A lot of people. I noticed that when people... I can't do it.
I remember we were talking to her the other day. We're like, remember that old like Disney movie about the Native American woman? And she was like, oh, Pocahontas.
Yes.
And we were like, Katie, do
not say that.
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
That's so far off.
Yeah, that don't... Mm-mm.
She's not good with Native Americans. I remember we were asking her about Lewis and Clark. And she was like, oh, Sacagawea. It's like, Katie, you gotta learn this.
You've gotta learn that the Native Americans. She still thinks I'm from Oklahoma.
I mean, she's gotta learn.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Eventually.
Speaking of that, we were hanging out. We were with one of her friends out to eat. You know, and Katie, as I think a lot of white girls are, the very, you know, they like to be very into the health and wellness stuff you're eating, right? Like, you know, you guys like me, Jake, Derek, good old boys, just give me something to eat. Eat it up. So she brings up, she's like, I was actually reading up on something that sparkling waters, they have a lot of these things called polyfluorate clostrates in them. Mm. And they're really bad for you. I just went, stop. Stop. I'm so proud of myself. I can drink a sparkling water and enjoy it.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, let's be honest. It's way better things to drink. She's going to take that from me. I'm just sick of it. I said, don't bring this up again. Just don't bring this up.
I would rather you talk about Pocahontas again.
Yeah.
Rather,
let's talk about her. I just can't. Even if it's true, just stop.
So I did this recently, not with like healthy stuff, but I was talking about how Tom Hanks is just the best. He's the most beloved, done no wrong. And
true.
So it's like, you know, he actually has, back in the 80s, Tom Hanks got in trouble. I said, I don't.
Stop.
I don't want to know about it.
Stop.
If it was bad enough, I would have heard about it. I don't care. I don't want to know what he did.
He conceived Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's the big black eye in his family.
Yeah, kind of.
His oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's his youngest. Whatever. Chet.
I don't know.
Chet. He named him Chet. That was his.
That was miscue. Yeah. That probably was a good old one.
When you were asking about Abilazer, it reminded me, I had trouble reading a word today, Trey, that was in English. And I want to see if I am alone in this.
Okay, give it to me.
Here is the word. Oh, I'm afraid it's not going to trip you up.
Okay.
Like an idiot. Okay, you ready to imagine this? S-E-E-S-A-W-E-D. All right, good. All right, good.
S-E-E-S-A-W-E-D.
Yeah.
Seesawed.
There you go. You got it quicker than I did.
I was like seaweeded.
Yeah, I know. Like your mind sees seaweed because you see like S-E-A in there and then you see W-E-D. It's like seaweed. Okay, it's not seaweed. Sesaweed. Okay, it's not sesaweed.
What are you reading with where the word seesawed is happening?
The sentence was like...
I was reading Robinson Crusoe.
I was reading, yeah, The Last Adventure. It was the crypto market has seesawed moderately.
Yeah, no one's seesawed.
Like, sesaweed. Right,
yeah. I don't know as much crypto as I thought. What does sesaweed mean in financial terms?
Be buying sesaweed?
Yeah.
To the moon, sesaweed.
Sesaweed.
Come on.
Buy it, sesaweed.
Don't sell sesaweed.
Was that Pocahontas' sister?
I need a...
Crap. Can't be how I pronounce it.
Need a part two with sesaweed. All the colors of the sesaweed.
Oh! Sea of all the colors
of the sesaweed.
Sacagawea Indian girl. Does that sound familiar? Maybe that was just was a school musical. That's not a song everyone knows?
I thought you just said that out of nowhere.
No. Is that a song everyone knows or no?
I've never heard of that.
Sacagawea Indian girl. A little white girl sang around
this
dancing.
This is not
that.
Real. This is a real song.
You know, they're probably not doing that production any longer. But that was little Lauren probably did that one in 1999.
Actually, I'm remembering it now. Back when they had this name at halftime of the Washington Redskins game, instead of God Bless America, someone would just come out and sing that song.
And now Sacagawea. No, stop.
Sacagawea.
In hindsight, dude, I was way too shy to ever do any like theatrical production as a kid. And as a kid, in 90s in Oklahoma, I'm pretty glad I didn't get the lead in any of these. Who knows what we were doing? Because it was a lot about Native Americans.
A lot of cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Type content.
Yeah.
That's old Sesawed.
Yeah.
He's going to be big someday.
He is. He's a star. I tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, someone want to talk about Logan Paul, Floyd Money Mayweather this Sunday.
Yes. Logan Paul, different than Jake Paul, because I think a lot of my buddies don't understand that.
Two different humans.
YouTuber is boxing. Floyd Mayweather, arguably the best boxer of all time.
He's 50-0.
This weekend. Prediction? More context. Logan Paul is in his 20s. He's 6'4", 200 pounds, something like that. And Floyd Mayweather is like 5'8", 150.
Yeah. So he's got like 6 inches.
43 years old.
70 pounds on him. There's an 18-year age difference.
No, what's crazy, I did see Logan Paul's reach.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, well, let's see what you're hearing. Logan Paul's reach advantage is maybe 2 inches.
Oh, no way.
That's what's crazy about these top boxers. They have a reach that is so, like, unique to their size.
2 inches?
Yeah.
Wow. Good round.
Like, he has, like, I think it was, like, 74 or something crazy. So, I think a normal thing is, so I'm, like, 6'1". So, what is that? Math. So, I'm, like, 73 inches tall.
Nice.
Yes. And I think I've mentioned before, your reach is typically about your height.
Should be.
Like normal person.
Yeah.
So I think Floyd Weather's like 5'8 and has the reach of like a 6'2 guy.
Wow. Okay. That's a fun fact. I didn't know that.
Sorry. Our toes just touched.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to bring my toe back.
Which is just,
you're like,
one of the worst feelings I've ever felt with another
like,
man.
Floyd's reach is pretty long.
Yeah.
But my reach is not so bad either.
His toes aren't quite as nimble as mine. You feel that?
I learned today that Floyd Mayweather is a grandfather.
Okay.
Logan Paul's fighting a grandpa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Floyd's daughter recently had a kid.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, 18 years age difference. He's fighting a grandpa. And, I mean, it is, like, Floyd Mayweather is probably going to win, but there is, like, the probably. Like, he's going to win.
Let me put it, I had this analogy. Probably. I had this analogy. Because we obviously know nothing about boxing.
Yeah.
But let's say, I think it's similar where Logan Paul grew up, like, wrestling and doing some kind of combat sports, whatever. So let's say you and I, we grew up playing some basketball.
Okay.
In the realm of the entire country, we're above average basketball players.
Yeah.
Agreed? But, you know, nowhere near great. And it's, I truly think it's something if, like, I'm currently 28 and let's say who's a wonderful basketball player who's, like, in their late 40s. Maybe Karl Malone. He's probably a little older than that.
Reggie Miller. Okay.
Or even Muggsy Bogues.
Okay.
Because I have a foot on him. They'd say, like, Muggsy Bogues, who played in the NBA for, like, 10 years. I'm bigger than him, but he's 15 years older. We're going to play one-on-one. See who wins.
This is a good analogy.
You're like, oh, maybe that's kind of interesting. Dude, he would beat the heck out of me. If he's still...
Yeah, I don't have a
shot. And the assumption is he's still in shape and, like, playing regularly.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
That's a good analogy.
Well, that's not even the best analogy because he's not one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if I play... Okay, let's say Michael Jordan. He's, like, literally 57. He would still beat me in one-on-one right now.
But what if you had 3 years to train, Trey?
Yeah. I don't... like, it becomes kind of interesting in your head, but still no.
You can convince yourself that he has a chance, that Logan Paul has a chance, but I would be very, very shocked. Like, what are the betting odds? Like, you have a lot of money to be made if you bet on
it's not. I think right now you bet $1,500 to win 100 on Floyd.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the, like, mini doc that Showtime came out with?
No.
It was, like, on YouTube trending. It's just Showtime's the one, the people who are, like, selling fights. They did a 30-minute documentary, and it's interesting. Like, it'll go straight from, like, Logan Paul fighting montage, like, how hard he's been training for 3 years. And then Floyd Mayweather is like, yo, you want to see 25 of my cars?
Yeah.
And he's just...
Is this on the beach?
This purse costs $400,000. Yeah. I don't even know why I have this.
Yeah.
It is crazy how wealthy he is.
It really is. I mean, I think he made half his money on the McGregor fight.
Yeah.
That one was just so outrageous.
Yeah, he's going to make, like, $500 million from, like, his last three fights.
Cockpit. Not flights. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not selling that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, well, probably not his last three public fights. He does like to hit women in the privacy of his own. That's a thing, right?
No, he has a history.
Which is funny. We're like, this guy's awesome. Like, well.
They each have their skeletons in the closet.
It's all good. It's all good. Not really. What?
Logan films the skeletons. Floyd turns them into one.
They've moved past it, I believe. It's all good. It's going to be a great fight.
Let's talk about something else in the news right now. Olivia Rodrigo. I'll say it. I think I'm going to do whatever it takes to get dumped in a really tragic way so I can just feel some of what Olivia Rodrigo is feeling right now. I want to feel it. I want to feel it.
Good for you. Like a dang sociopath. She calling her ex a sociopath?
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, and I'm singing right along to it. I love the music, but I don't feel it.
Mm.
I want to feel it.
That's true. Is all the music just screaming about a bad boy?
It's not always screaming, but yeah, it's an entire album about how this dude broke her heart. And I've done a little deep dive. I could tell you everything about it, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Is she like a teenager?
I think she's 17.
That's great. She's like writing this song she had in the later. It's about like Keegan who lives in the suburbs and is like literally just has armpit hair now. Yeah, it's me on the radio.
Captivating America.
I blew her off to play more Fortnite. She was pissed.
She did not like that.
Yeah. She like went and wrote a whole album and broke records. It's like a whole thing.
She asked me if she could take me to prom and I told her, yeah, if I don't have anything better to do. And she like freaked out.
Yeah. It was Sadie Hawkins. She had asked me and I said no.
And anyway, now it's like deja vu and she has her driver's license and good for you. I don't know. I'm not paying attention. I don't have the album downloaded. I don't care.
Imagine being the guy who dumped her, though. He's probably like, yeah, all his buddies are like, that Olivia girl's crazy. And now she's a gazillionaire. Like I should have.
Maybe she wasn't.
Maybe that game of Fortnite wasn't worth it. Olivia,
you still
drive, I want you back.
You still drive through the suburbs? Or?
Yeah. Come over to my parents' house. You bought your own? Multi-million dollar house?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I just come over. No?
Floyd Mayweather wants to come.
You
want to
go
over?
To prom? Yeah, she's done with prom probably, right?
I don't think she's going to that.
Do you think... Surely this is dying. I feel like a lot of kid stars, they still had to like do school and stuff. She doesn't need to do school.
Like, I think Charlie D'Amelio is still trying to do like online school. Stop.
Yeah.
You don't learn anything anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. You're already making a bunch of money. You don't need to memorize. I mean, what do you at
that scientific age, method?
Periodic table.
Observation. Hypothesis. That's all I remember.
Ooh.
But those are the first two.
Conclusion.
And that was at some point. I don't know where.
Observation, hypothesis.
Testing.
Questions.
Question. That's good. Independent variable.
Regardative. Independent variable. Yeah. A dependent variable, control group.
Dependent variable.
Dependent variable.
Outlier. I'm just saying things.
Outliers.
Scatterplot.
Tipping point.
Sure. Break-even point.
Dave, I'm just naming the titles of Malcolm Gladwell's books. Tipping point. David and Goliath. The Outliers.
Anyway, Charli D'Amelio. Does she listen? I think she does.
Probably.
If you're listening, hey, you're good. You just learn skills in high school. You don't need to learn, like, I don't know. Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are the three different parts of rock. You don't need to know that. No.
Something about sediment was a type of sediment, limestone. It was a type of, like, rocks or something. Remember these? Limestone, sediment. Wait,
hold on. Yeah, I just said them.
Oh, I thought those were clouds. What did you say? Ignominious.
I think you're having a stroke.
Magnanimous.
Igneous.
Sedimentary. Seaweed.
Sesamwed. And metamorphic. I just
are the
saying
are the like, Native American tribes.
Isn't there
of Oklahoma?
Limestone is rock, though. You knew that. That's rock.
You forgot.
You nailed it.
Granite.
Quartz is in there.
Quartz. Freaking lava.
Yeah.
Turns into rock.
Dude, did you ever?
You're an idiot.
When I was on Hawaii, or when I was in Hawaii, I was like, "This
is
like
a huge rock.
This is like lava, I think, like hardened lava. This is a volcano. This is cool."
That's what we're on right now. I don't know. We're
is
all solid matter lava? Are we lava?
I'm gonna
lava boy. Is that what it's for?
Next time a kid wants to play Floor is Lava with me, I'm going to go to his explanation. Yeah. That, you actually already lost. You see, all lava.
If you go back billions of years, Floor is Lava. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. You know, it's actually not just a game. It's always
and
lava.
And by the way, idiot, the word you're looking for is magma. Go to bed.
Also, it's pronounced seesaw, right?
You knew that if you went to online school, Charlie.
You wouldn't know the difference.
It was magma and lava are different.
Yes, I think magma was if you're on the
magma's if you're
below the Mason-Dixon line. Oh, wait, you had a different definition.
Oh, below
what was yours?
Magma. Yes, I'm sorry. I was confusing magma with the contraceptive. I'm out of control, man. Too much time in LA. I gotta get back to my roots.
Yeah, I mean, different strokes for different folks. I just use lavas, but
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
whatever works.
Yeah,
magma. That's pretty good, Trey. That's pretty good.
South Mason Dixon. Where's the Mason Dixon line? I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I know it runs east west. It's like, you know, like there's Mississippi and Mason Dixon.
It's just fun to say stuff like that, like west of the Mississippi. Like back where 150 years ago, south of the Mason-Dixon. Right in the smack dag of the Louisiana Purchase. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson bought that for a penny? I hate when people do those. You ever heard of inflation? They'll be like, well, bread back in the day, bread cost. No, it costs the same.
Yeah.
It's just relative.
It goes on an even plane.
Can you believe
with the dollar.
Back in the day, Louisiana land only cost a penny. That's like what they today's penny is what it costs. No.
It's like, man, I should have.
Doesn't make sense.
If I was smart 20 years ago, I would have bought gas. I would have bought land. I would have bought more houses.
I should have just stocked up on milk.
Yeah. Milk
frozen
even.
It.
I mean, ibuprofen. I'd be seeing the prices. I mean, I should have bought all this stuff 20 years ago. Trying to explain that to someone, be like, dude.
Yeah.
It's all gone up. It's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop. That is interesting because...
Anyway, I'll just have the enchiladas.
Yeah, except gas. I remember when I was 16, learned to drive, had to pay my own gas. It was like $4 a gallon.
That was a wild time. Yeah, when we were...
It was tough out there for a teen.
Yeah.
My parents had to finally start paying for my gas because I went to college like 30 miles away. I was like, I mean, it literally cost me $15 to come home, so I can't do that.
It was nice. Yeah, every time I went home for college, here's some money for gas.
Right.
All right.
Here you go, kiddo. That was the only thing that's different. Has anything gotten more expensive?
Has anything not gotten expensive?
Is there something in our life 20 years ago was vastly cheaper than it is right now? Inflation.
When Napster was out, songs were pretty cheap. Songs were free there for like a year. That was pretty great.
Right. But that's even gotten cheaper because you used to buy music or illegally download it. Yeah. So we all LimeWire, Limestone.
You use Limestone if you want rock music, if you want rock and roll.
Mm. Ooh.
Pun.
Put that in the cemetery.
That's going in the business plan.
Yeah.
There's got to be something. I'll tell you, this isn't what you're asking at all, but it's not. I don't know about the price, but the technology of an umbrella, can we change it? Umbrellas don't work, and they've been the same since the beginning of time. The technology of an umbrella has never changed. We got to think of something to keep the rain off of me better than an umbrella.
I know. I've always wanted those umbrella hats.
Sure.
That Bill Murray used to wear. Yeah. Those are cool.
I think it is more... It works great. It works great.
But what's the alternative? Maybe...
Something that can like repel water or bounce it off. Trampoline umbrella? I don't know.
Trampoline?
Something with like air, like it shoots air out to...
Mm. Yeah, puts you in a little force field of dryness.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe, or something like hydrophobic paint I can cover myself in. It's like a clear coat.
That'd be easier.
That would be.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'm trying to think of practical solutions.
Exactly.
Know? Hydrophobic paint is my number
umbrella,
one.
Umbrella, it's not a very masculine thing to whip out.
It's tough. I feel like I might as well be holding a purse when I have an umbrella out. Yeah.
And the only one I have is like a mini one. So I feel it's particularly dainty.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. You know, something about being a man, you got to be fine getting a little wet. You know, the trenches.
Yes, trench foot.
Yep.
Charlie D'Amelio doesn't know because she hasn't got to that part in a history class. But it's a thing in World War I, trench warfare. Look it up, Charlie.
Yeah, what's the... I wanted to say GERD, but that is a different problem.
Gout.
Yes. Never had gout. Do have GERD. But I've heard gout is no fun.
Yeah, I think, what does they say? You get the gout, it'll make you want to pout.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get it.
Right.
I actually don't know what gout is. Is it like in your toes?
It's something to do with getting wet.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't...
It's something in there.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. What? Ooh, I have something else I want to talk about. I saw... You ever get on Facebook?
Yes.
Hi, if you're watching this. Or any social media, and you see... The people in the comments who love to just go to war in the comments, or they take time on this random post to leave like a really well thought out explanation of their thoughts and opinions. You're like, what? Do you have a job? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I saw this happen in real life. I was in line for coffee at the airport. This guy was standing in front of me, and I just straight up looked on his phone. I love doing that. I just look at your phone and see what you're doing. And he would pause. He would look up. He'd go back and type up another paragraph, and it was something to do with Israel Palestine, which
not really.
Just want to, like, I think we've said this on the Patreon. Join our Patreon, trykino.com/Patreon. We are an anti-war podcast.
We don't like it.
We don't like it. But I don't know what he was saying because he was going on and on like, there must be done, and it was very. He was trying to be very articulate and poetic.
He's really,
like, you know, they're oppressing so many people. People of all sorts of beliefs and sexual identities. And we need to... And he just going on and on, and he just would pause. And he'd keep going, and he finally pressed post. And I could tell it was just a random like news article with like a bunch of shares and comments. He worked on that for like 5 minutes in line.
He was resharing an article to his Facebook with his own
No,
thoughts.
He was commenting in the comment section. In the comment section, yes.
He saw it in real
Not
life.
Sharing it to his friends. In the comment section, he was joining the conversation. And I was just like, wow, I've never known anyone or... seen it happen.
Dude, that's great. And you're going to love, there's a part in Bo Burnham's special.
At the end, he goes, and why does it have to be a cockpit?
Do that in there. Also, CISO Ed? Hey Siri.
Hey Siri.
Pronounce CISOED. Am I getting that right? No, in Bo Burnham's special, he has this little bitty part where he's like, can people just shut up about anything? We've gotten to this point where everyone feels like they need to be talking about how they're feeling at all times about everything. Just shut up.
Yeah. That is a great point. You don't have to have an opinion on everything.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. I feel, oh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care.
You asked me how I feel about cremated or open caskets. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm on a podcast called Correct Opinions, and I still don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
That's how little I care.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Perfect co-host. Jeez.
Gonna go back to the wall.
No. I saw that in real life. Thought it was great.
That is special.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do one of our segments from when we used...
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We've been doing a weekly podcast on my Patreon, so go check that out. We have a great time. And one of my favorite segments is Spoken Word Up, where, I'm going to give Jake a word, and he is to turn that into a beautiful poem, if you will, or if not, spoken word, because we love to give our thoughts and opinions out, but we want to do it kind of poetically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, with that being said, I'll get some nice.
Let's see. What are you going to type in today?
Some nice. What's the word I'm looking for? Appropriate music.
Okay.
And I'm looking for the word I want you to make a poem about is.
Got it. Inspiring royalty free music.
Yeah, that's right. Is. It's got to be cockpit.
Oh, I was going to give you cockpit. Okay.
Okay, it's cockpit. And please enjoy. Oh, YouTube gives us 2 ads these days. Thanks, YouTube.
Thank you guys for coming. This is my first time doing spoken words, so I'm a little nervous.
You're accepted here.
Thank you.
Be yourself.
Thank you.
Take your clothes off. What? Sorry, I didn't.
Okay. Today, we gather and listen to me on microphone.
Mm.
And afterwards, you'll drive, maybe even fly home.
Mm. Where is home?
There once was a time so high in the air where all these things happened, and it gave me a scare. You see, we had this pilot.
Wave beats music.
You had to snap over the whatever. You see, we had this pilot, and he was awfully quiet. I went in, I was kind of itching, and I could tell that my pilot was kind of a chicken.
Aren't we all?
He was a scared chicken. He didn't want to fly it. And I think that's why they call it the flight cockpit. Because we're all scared to do our jobs.
Yes, yes.
We're all scared to measure the wind in knots.
Yes.
But tomorrow, nay, today is the day you can take control. So whatever it is, snatch it, grab it, lick it, bop it. Take control of the game of your life. Flip the switches. Wave beats music. Twist it, pull it, grab it. We're in the cockpit of life.
Yes!
Guys, I'm selling stickers in the back if you'd love to come see
Thank
me.
Thank you.
They're $2.99, and please listen to my podcast. It's called Correct Opinions. Thank you guys so much.
Your words are valued here.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. Thank you for that. Bop it.
I don't know. Yeah, incorporated that back to the airline switches.
Well,
dude, that... It's fun, but it does...
Cockpit! Wow! Do it again, but better.
Cockpit! Okay. That was good. Trey, your word for spoken word today is Italian food.
My word.
Your single word is Italian food. Wave beats music.
Mm.
Can we get some snaps, you guys? Thank you.
Oh, what's that, tummy? Are you hungry? Me too. I want something yummy. Something so delicious inside me. Maybe Italian food. Maybe Fazoli's. It's quick and easy. It's delicious. It's fast. Let's go get those breadsticks. Make memories that last. Because I'm so hungry, my boy wants to eat. Appreciate the music. Shout out Wave Beats. Italian food, Italian food. Ah, oh, that's a spicy meatball, isn't it? The only thing impossible is to eat enough to fill up my cockpit.
Ah, Luigi!
Mario, Luigi, other Italian plumbers. I'm gonna need their help, because dairy clogs my pipes. Italian food, thank you.
There's a lot of good nuggets, Italian nuggets in there.
Thank you. All right. Woo! Where are we at? Okay. That's a sweet, sweet episode there. Thank you, Jake, for coming on. Let us know if he deserves to be in a recty, man.
I'll do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Thank you. Once again, always appreciate y'all listening. We'll talk to you next week. Vibes are up. Peace.
Correct opinion.